This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Been a pretty solid year so far in the NFL for rookie starters. The three rookies that have started every game this year for their teams, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, their teams are all above 500 right now. Not all of that due to the play of the rookie quarterback, but nevertheless, teams starting rookies all in the mix right now in their divisions. The Patriots are going to have a tough time getting back into the mix in the AFC East. They're 1-4. They're not a good football team, and they're going to roll with Drake May. They're benching Jacoby Brissett. They're going to start the rookie, third overall pick out of North Carolina. We'll hear CJ on Drake May on draft night in just a second, but this was funny yesterday. CJ was asked, what advice would you give to, or would you give any advice to Drake May for his first start?
Fellow high draft pick who started as a rookie, is there any advice you would give someone in that situation?
Not this week. But no, I'm rooting him. I hope he does good, not against us, but in his future.
I love the little giggle at the end.
That was like the only CJ was pretty morose for most of the press conference. It was kind of one of those, I don't try to read into it. You know, sometimes CJ comes in and he never looks like, I can't believe I have to do this media. But there's times during the season where sometimes it just feels like, all right, this is not what he really wants to be doing right now. He'd rather be. So, like, it seemed like that kind of press conference. But then you add to that the fact that Nico Collins, he had to talk about Nico Collins. But, yeah, I was waiting for him to make a joke about, like, about Caleb Williams. You know, like, I'm not going to give Drake May advice so people can run with a big, should CJ Stroud be giving Drake May advice? He's only 1 year older than him.
That's a really good take. I had not even thought about that. I was hoping he would say something like, yeah, target Stingley. That's my advice. You know, throw it Stingley. You should do that. Yeah.
That was another thing, by the way, too. Yesterday, Kamari Lassiter on the injury report didn't practice with his shoulder. I think that the fact that it's a shoulder injury for Kamari Lassiter, I don't worry about it as much because I know that Kamari Lassiter is the quintessential, you know, put me out there, roll me out there on a gurney. I want to play. I can't let the fellas down.
Right.
So a mere shoulder for a defensive back, no big deal.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll get to all the injuries and headlines in just a minute. Here was C.J. Stroud. This is on draft night. The Micah Parsons, C.J. Stroud little kind of draft deal they did. That was a lot of fun. There was a lot
of... The rolling road show they have of C.J. making Micah look like a moron.
Right.
That they had all off season long.
And they did it for 4 hours on draft night.
Yeah, I know.
Here was C.J. Stroud. He was talking about, like, Drake May. He thought on that night that Drake May is the most pro-ready of all the rookie quarterbacks.
Who's the most NFL-ready?
I feel like Drake May is. You watch his tape. Just his arm talent jumps off. I mean, he's one guy that, like, to me, like, the one mistake that I did early on in, like, this first couple of games was I moved around too much. Like, I didn't get the ball out on time. I started taking risks that weren't even downfield. They're necessarily scrambling. And when you watch his tape, he scrambles when he needs to. He throws guys open. He has like, right here, he has rollout ability, like, different arm angles.
I feel like when you watch Drake May.
I think that by the... Man, CJ's definitely going to go into commentary when he's done.
He's so good.
Because he's not afraid to, you know, throw opinions out there as a young player, but then also he just loves watching football.
He so literally watched Drake May tape. I guarantee it.
Right. And I wonder, like, you know... Because I listen to a lot of the Bills stuff in the offseason because of all the Diggs drama and everything. They would ask about Josh Allen's input on things. And basically, being the GM would say, well, yeah, I mean, he sends in guys that he liked or saw, but he's watching YouTube highlights. I'm like, all right, well, that's not quite the same watching guys on YouTube and seeing the whatever. I feel like CJ might watch the All-22
yes,
of a lot of these guys.
100%.
He just loves watching other quarterbacks play and operate. I think everything he said is, I would echo the same thing from the stuff I've watched of Drake May. I think the one thing as a rookie quarterback you look at and you can say, man, the kid is very willing to stick there and, you know, wait for a play to develop, sometimes to a fault, that he'll hang on. He can pull the ball down and run, but that sometimes he'll stick on his first read. The classic thing that a lot of young quarterbacks do.
Yeah.
So as a defense, like classic versus any rookie quarterback, you're going to probably heat him up a little bit with the blitz. And you want to maybe start off playing kind of conservatively to him, but you want to have some wrinkles in there that make him feel real good about what he's seeing and then take it away from him.
Yeah.
You just ambush him a little bit with lurkers and whatnot in coverage. So, he's not an idiot by any stretch of the imagination. And he totally 100% can run very well, and he can make some really nice throws. So, I don't think that when you can watch his film from the preseason and from college, and I think that the defense is going to have the appropriate level of respect for him.
Yeah, that's the part I'm most worried about is I think they'll defend him fine in the passing game, in no small part because he doesn't have great weapons. But his ability to get maybe four or five scrambles that keep drives alive, that keep this thing a little closer than Texan fans, even without Nico Collins, anticipate this game being, that's my biggest concern.
I think they can bait him into some mistakes.
Yeah.
He's got all those makings of, all right, which direction is he going to go in his career? Is he going to be a guy that always exercises good judgment, or does he have a little too much faith in his arm?
Right.
And even in the preseason, he made some throws, like some dicey throws that you watch in the preseason, you're like, okay, that was nice, but versus Derek Stingley or Sauce Gardner or somebody else like that, that's an interception.
Yes.
So that's what I'm hoping, is that he's maybe a little too emboldened by some of the good things he did in the preseason.
Agreed. Here's Nick Caserio on Texans All Access earlier this week. I know we have C.J. Stroud, but I guarantee you Caserio and his staff scouted Drake May for this very reason. You're going to see the guy early on in his career. Here was Nick Caserio on Drake May.
When you talk about Drake, I mean, there's a reason he was drafted third overall. When you watch him play in the preseason, he played well. So big, strong, athletic, big arm. Does some things that a lot of the kind of the quarterbacks this day and age do, right, to kind of the dual threat. So just make sure that we're taking care of our business, doing the right thing, at least defensively, making sure we're sound in our techniques, understand the call, and just being able to go out there and execute.
All right. So there's Nick on Drake May.
Do we have, when we do Five Reasons I Hate You tomorrow, do we have anything already locked and loaded for Drake May?
No.
There's a part of me I'm guilty of in my mind, I'm still thinking of him as Mac Jones. Because he's got kind of that tennis brat face.
Definitely.
You know, where Mac Jones was a bona fide tennis brat. He used to throw tantrums when he was a high school tennis player.
Yeah.
But I got to remember that. Just even though he went to UNC and he's got a punchable face, he's not exactly Mac Jones.
Okay, but I'll put a placeholder there on Five Reasons tomorrow. I'll do some digging today to see if we can find some good reasons to hate Drake May. Yeah. There's plenty of reasons to hate the Patriots, for sure. So we'll see if we can get a little Drake in there.
You know what? I got to kind of, just in hindsight real quick, the Bills fans, you know, we came up with the reasons they hate Bills fans. I actually enjoyed during the pregame show last week.
I did too.
They're kind of like a... Like, you know, they've got a reputation for how they act in their home stadium. On the road, I feel like they're just like a bunch of big, drunk, shirtless, fun people.
I'm cool with them. They were not in the Five Reasons last week. I didn't put the Bills Mafia in there for that reason.
But my favorite thing was, you know, they all wear these Zubaz, which is kind of their thing. They know it's ugly and they're in Zubaz or stupid. But they just, because back in the 90s, that's from their heyday. So I said at one point, as a bunch of Bills fans were walking by and trying to distract us by yelling, "Let's go Buffalo," or whatever, I pointed out that the men all wear Zubaz, And the women all, the equivalent for the women is they're all wearing a 1991 hairstyle. And I got to credit, like, the four women that were walking across in the group in front of me laughed their asses off.
Yes,
yeah,
they did.
They all pointed out that they had modern hairstyles.
They did. Yeah. Not us, but you're right. Everybody else in Buffalo, yeah.
Dan, don't worry, Brandy. There was not a I did not have to fight temptation in that moment. It was their haircuts were not atrocious,
no.
But it wasn't, no.
They were good. You know,
a lot of buffalo wings floating through those veins of those women.
No doubt. The key to the opposing fan base when you and I are doing the pregame, I don't mind the yelling. It's when they stop and they yell. It's when they, you know, like when they sit, like Hurricane Harvey sat on top of us for 5 days. Like when you sit there for 10 minutes and yell at us, like we're the guards at Buckingham Palace or something, and we're not supposed to flinch, that's rude. But if you walk by and you yell, "Go Buffalo," or whatever, that's fine. It adds to the atmosphere.
That.
I don't mind that at all. Yeah.
I know. I always just point to my ear things and be like, "I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you."
That's a subtle dig right there because you're telling them they're stupid. That's how I know.
Read it.
Like, you're really dumb.
I understand the way headphones work. Yeah,
exactly.
Too.
Yeah. Exactly. Here's D'Amico Ryans yesterday on Drake May.
For Drake, what I've seen is a young athletic quarterback who has a live arm, can move around really well in the pocket, can escape the pressures. Like, I think he, for them making that move, looking for a spark for their offense, and, he can provide it. He can make his all the reads, go to the right spot, makes good decisions with the football. Defensively, there's a lot of unknown with this being his first start, so a lot of unknown for us. We just have to go out and execute, our job the proper way. Not so much about them and focusing on what they're going to do or can do. They can do a lot of different things. We don't know that, so we're just going to focus on ourselves and making sure we execute the details of our job.
What is the ambush factor here with Drake May? Is there any ambush factor that there's? I mean, D'Amico's talking about how little we've seen of the guy.
Right. Yeah. I think the ambush factor is: do you go out and you start? Do you play conservatively? Just see what the kid can do, and then all of a sudden he's moving the ball effectively. This is where you remember Case Keenum in his rookie year. Mm-hmm. Case was way more raw than Drake May was.
Yeah.
But Case, his first couple games out, teams kind of just played him conservatively, and he was dicing him up. He was distributing the ball. He was doing all that. And that's when teams said, all right, we're going to ramp it up to level 2 and level 3 and see how you handle it. And that's where his rawness really showed up. So I think they're going to go in, they're going to respect him. And as D'Amico has done all year long, he's blitzed a lot more. And part of that is I think he has two good cornerbacks that he feels comfortable in man coverage with. But a lot of it has come on third downs. They've been effective blitzing on third down. The rat poison element of it, I guess, is the thing I would worry about. When the Texans look on the Patriots film, they're going to see a team that has the 30th best sack rate in football. Jacoby Brissett's getting sacked a lot.
The O-line's giving up sacks, you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why, what did I say?
No.
Okay.
I don't know if you clarified that it was on the offensive side of the ball.
For the Patriots, yeah. Oh, okay, good call.
Yeah.
Pressures allowed, 30th in the league. Percentage of dropbacks with a pressure, 32nd in the league. 46.2% of the time Jacoby Brissett was getting pressured.
That stuff happens when they throw the football, basically.
Yeah. Meanwhile, so I saw this on the 33rd team, this rat poison. Meanwhile, because they pointed all those stats out, the Texans' defense this season, yards per game allowed, they're fourth best in the league.
Mm-hmm.
The Texans' defense passing yards allowed, they're third best in the league.
Yep.
Opponents' completion percentage, they are first in the league. Opponents have completed 57% of their passes against the Texans.
Now, you better be. If you had someone go 9 for 30 and you're only 5 games into the season, you better be in first place.
And you played Anthony Richardson in one of those games.
And Trevor Lawrence in another game.
Yeah. So I think that's a – don't get feeling yourself too much and thinking like, oh, yeah, no big deal. We've been killing people all year long. I think that's the danger, is that you watch and you see opportunities on the offensive line and you start thinking it's going to be easier than it is. I think Mac Jones can make plays, and that makes him a wild card.
Drake May.
And him as well, yeah. Sean. If Mac Jones or Drake May show up, damn it.
They do look alike.
You hurt my confidence when you corrected me on the Jacoby Brissett
no,
thing.
No. I was just making sure that I just was making sure the audience knew that you were talking about the offensive side of the ball for the Patriots.
Yeah, no. But Mac Jones is definitely not going to be playing, everybody.
Yeah, no. Well, not in this game. You know, who
I'll
knows?
Call him Mac May. In my mind, he's still Mac Jones.
I know.
That's who the Texans are facing this week.
Well, I read at least two or three articles yesterday previewing this game where they're like, that's the big question for Patriot fans. Is Drake May more Tom Brady or is he more Mac Jones?
Oh.
And I'm like, well, chances are he's way more Mac Jones than Tom. There's one Tom Brady. Like, is he more Tom Brady?
Yeah, that's a kind of.
I mean, I get what they're saying.
How'd you like that burger? Was it like eating the best steak in the world?
Yeah.
Or was it like licking a diaper?
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
It's
kind of a wide-ranging thing.
Yeah.
Text message, I'm very nervous about this game. Are you nervous about this game? I'm not nervous about this game.
I think I'm on the appropriate level of nervous.
Okay.
I think that the biggest thing, honestly, for me is, all right, you're on the road, going up to the Northeast, and it just feels like the Jets game last year.
Yeah.
Or the Panthers game last year.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, okay, it's not a divisional opponent. It's just somebody where you should have the distinct advantage, despite all the injuries or anything else like that, for it to be a truly professional team. I mean, the Texans haven't made a single one of these games comfortable yet.
Yeah.
No matter how good or bad the opponent was. So I'm nervous, but not anymore. I don't feel like it's an ambush whatsoever. I think that, especially because Nico Collins is out, that gives you an immediate and pressing thing to focus on. Is like, all right, if ever there was a time that we got to get this thing clicking, that let's do it right now.
Yep. All right, we'll talk about Nico Collins in headlines. Bad news yesterday. We'll kind of hash out what that all means. Pretty long list of guys who didn't practice yesterday, so kind of a broken record, but today's injury report, kind of big to see which of these guys are back and at least limited. And more hardware for a Houston Texan. We've got that. We've got Major League Baseball playoffs. We've got Aaron Rodgers. He spoke yesterday. So we got a whole bunch of stuff to get to in headlines. We will do that next.